Shalechem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. L'nishmas Yonah son Mordechai ben Rav Elisha Tzadok and Nachman Daniel ben Rabbi Yitzvi. Both should have a ilui neshama. Be learning the inyan of ribis based on the Torah of Agon Tzadik Rav Moshe Luria Zatzal. The Rambam in the fourth parak of Hilchos Malva Love, Halacha Gimel writes, "Afal Pisha Malva Love, Avno Kol Elo Alavne, Lokan Olf Neshe Nitin Lishav." So you're right. There are various lavim that a Malva and a Love transgress, but they don't get Malkus because it's Nitan Lishavon, because it can be returned. Shkol a Malva beRibis im Haisa Ribis Ktzutza. Arezu yotze b'dayanim, omotzien osem in amalve omachzirim lalove. That anybody who lends with ribis, if it was ribis ktsutza, if it was premeditated ribis, then it's yotze b'dayanim, it's extracted by judges, by a court. Omotzien osem in amalve omachzirim lalove. You take it away from the malve, and you give it to the love. Ad kan midivrei kacho shel harambam, that there's no malchus for ribis because it can be returned. It's yotze b'dayanim. Now, even though the Rambam only mentions the malve and the love, that they're not getting malchus, we have to say that the edim and the orev are also not getting malchus for the same reason, nitan lihishavon, that it's able to be returned. Since it's able to be returned, there's no malchus, because the Rambam, in the 19th parak of Sanhedrin, enumerates those that are chayiv malchus min haTorah, and he doesn't mention the orev and the edim of a halva beribis. So it must be they're also pater from malchus, because nitan lihishavon. So what's the pshat? Why are they also putter? So the explanation has to be that kol shenitan lihishavon, since it can be returned, it's like the iser hasn't been completed. Because the ikar iser is that the malvez mechaser the moment of the loy value de ribis. The malve lessens the money, decreases the amount of money in the possession of the love through this ribis, and if he's chayav lahachzir, even though there's an iser of taking ribis, but kol shechayav lahachzir, he's metakein the iser. You can be metakein the iser ribis by returning it. So memela, the iser isn't finished. It's finished, and sof, there's a chitzur mamon of the love, but that shouldn't happen, because the malva just gives it back. So since it can always be given back, there's never the iser is never completed. And that's also the biur and what the Rambam brings there, that gzela ein ba malchus. Why? Because it's a lav hanitan l'tashlumen, because it's a lav that can be repaid. It's called being metake in the lav al yidei chazara. You're fixing it by returning the money, because the iser is mechaser mamon bigzela, by causing someone a lack of funds. That's the iser, and memela the tikun ha-iser is returning the money. And since the iser can be fixed, it's considered that it's not over yet, and memela there's no malchus. So the orev and the edim, even though they're over on Lo Sesimo, not even imposing ribis, they're partners to that. Nevertheless, they don't get malchus because it can be fixed when the ribis is returned. However, from the Kiryas Sefer, we see that he learns differently. He learns that pshat and nitan letashlumen is midin kiderish oso. Writes the Mabit in the Kiryas Sefer, in the 18th parak of Sanhedrin. V'chol lav shenitan l'tashlumen, ein lokan olav kirabonan de masnisim perikame de makos. דיאמר כל המשלים אינו לוקה, משום דכסיב כדי רשעסו. ולא יתהמה, שיוקה ולא ישלים, דרבי עדם זו מן ריבסה תורה בפירוש, שישלמו כדכסיב ויעסיסם לו, כאשר זומם. Any love that can be paid, that's ניתן לתשלום, and then there's payment. You don't get malchus, like the rabbis in the Mishnah in the first parak of Malchus, that anybody who's mishalim, anybody who pays, who's obligated to pay, doesn't get malchus. Because it says, k'dei rishaso, mishum risha achas atam mechaivo, you can only be obligated for one evil deed, and not two. And don't say that, okay, so give him malchus and not tashlumen, because by Eidim Zomimin, we see tashlumen. Kidachziv asisem lo kasher zoma. So if he wanted to cause somebody else monetary loss, he gets the monetary loss. So you see that if there's a choice of malchus or tashlumen, you go with the tashlumen. So mishum risha achas etamachayvo miyatamachayvo mishum shtei risha, for one and not for two. So it's lahedya nekiryah sefer, that here it's midin kidei risha also. Just a din miyuchad, in these laven of tashlumen, that mimona, mishalem, and milka lo loki, here he's going to pay, and he's not going to get malchus. And we also see this yeseld from the Kesef Mishnah in the 18th perek of Sanhedrin Halacha Chaf. Rambam writes there that nava nitan letashlum and ein lokin ala frek the Kesef Mishnah. That we say kol haloka eino mishalim. Rambam writes that if it's a lav shenitin l'tashlum and you don't get malchus, and the Kesef Mishnah quotes the Gemara in Malchus that says that lav of lo sigzal, since there's a tashlumin, there's no malchus, and he asks from the Gemara in Elun Nairus, lamed beis kol hecha the ika mamanu malchus milka laki mamanu lo mishalim v'tzarech iyun. So he doesn't understand if there's malchus, then there's no mammon. So why does the Rambam say that there's mammon and not malchus? We have an open Gemara, not like that. This is in Sanhedrin, not in Halacha Chaf, like I said, but in Halacha Beis. See, he's understanding that according to the Rambam, the issue is Mishum Kedei Rishaso. That Risha Achas, you only get one, you only get for Tashlumin, and you don't get for two, you don't get punished twice. B'chein mevur b'yavin shmua, brought by the Shar HaMelech in Hilchos Chametz u'Matzah, who asked the stiro in the Rambam, the Rambam writes in the third perek of Hilchos Geneva that k'dei rishaso milka loki memoin aloi mishalim, that when you have k'dei rishaso, you can't get two punishments. What's going to be the preferred punishment? Malchus and not mammon. So why does the Rambam write here that here you get mammon Hashlam and not Malchus? So you see that all these sources understand that the Rambam is learning that there's only going to be Mammon because K'dei Rishaso. That here there's a special din. Normally you get Malchus, here there's a special din that it's Mammon and it's not going to be Malchus. But how do they understand then that the Rambam patters the Lov and the Eidim? Why should the Lov and Eidim be Pater? They don't have a Chi of Mammon. Bishlema, based on our explanation that it's a Tikkun HaLav, we understand there's no malchus to start with, because it's an iser she'eno gamur. It's an incomplete iser. Since it's an incomplete iser, there's going to be no malchus. You just pay and you're set, and the iser never finished. You just make sure the guy gets his money back. So that works well based on our explanation. But ledivrayim, that it's mishum kedei rishaso, that risha achas and not shtei rishos, you can't get punished for two things. So this reason is only shaykh legabi the malve, who's mischayiv mammon bilakichas haribis. So there's a chi of mammon, but the love isn't mischayiv any mammon. Edim and the orev aren't mechuyavim chi of mammon, so they should all be getting malchus. Not only that, but even in the iser of the malve, l'chor we can't say he's pater mishum kedei rishasa. Even though he does have a chi of mammon, but to give it back, but the p'tur is not going to be mishum kedei rishasa, because we see in Sanhedrin Ayin Beis that we don't have in all chiyuvim kim le b'derabi mineh, which comes from kedei rishasa. Only when the chiyuv is begeder risha. But if he's goizel momen chaveiro be'ein, that he has to return the money, if the money is still there, there's no p'tur of kim lebe d'rabi mineh. So here there's no p'tur of kim lebe d'rabi mineh, there's no kedei rishaso. This yisod also mashman the signing of Rambam Kamadaf Ayin. If so, that the malve has to return the ribis lalove must be because this way he fixes the lav. He took money shelo kedin, and he has to make sure to give it back. It's like gezel; he has to return the money. So if that's true, then there's no p'tur of kedei rishaso. Because again, we see from the Gemara that you only say kedei rishaso if it's begeder risha. But if you just have to give the money back, there's no p'tur of kim lebe d'rabi mineh. So therefore there should be malchus. Why is there not malchus? Because the iser is not completed. That's why there's no malchus. But it's not because of kedei rishaso. It's tikkun halav. So it's hard to understand the Kesef Mishnah and the Kiryas Sefer. We'll hold that it's Mishum Kedei Rishasa. So in order to explain all this, we have to be Makdim, an explanation of the Isser Gzela and Gidrei HaIsser of Gzela. We find by Gzela that the Gazlan has Kinyani Gzela, that he uses the object and he's not Chayef to pay. The object is kona b'shinui. That gidrei kinyanim be'etzem achevtza. So he has kinyanei gzela. He doesn't have to give this object back after he makes a kinyan gzela. And besides that, there's a maisa gzela that he takes the object out of the rishus habaylim. So yesh la'ayin b'isr lo sigzo. What's the iser of lo sigzel? Is it because of both things? There's an iser gzela, both because he's kona kinyani gzela in this object through the gezel, and also because of the etzem maisa gzela. Or do we say no? The iser is only because of the maisa gzela, and the kinyani gzela are memela, are automatic. Pashut, that on the Maisig Zela itself is an Isra of Lo Sigzal. Because by Avodim, who aren't Nigzalim, there are no Kinyani Gzela and an Eved, there's an Isra of Lo Sigzal, the Shita Saramba. By Karka, there's a Machlokas Rishonim if there's Lo Sigzal. Karka can't be an Gzela, so the Rambam holds there is an Isra Gzela. So it's not because of the Kinyani Gzela, it's because of the Maisa Gzela. And the Shaila, therefore, is if even on the Kinyani Gzela there's an Isra of Lo Sigzal, besides the Maisa Gzela. So we can apparently prove in the Sugya Sagimore in Tmura that there's an Isser Gzela Mitzrei Hadinim. In other words, that the Isser Gzela flows both from the Maisik Gzela and from the fact that there are Kinyani Gzela. There's a machlokas between Abaye and Rovo. B'chol milsa de Omer Rachmana lo saved Yavid mehani or lo mehani. Anything that the Torah says not to do, if he does it, is it effective or not effective? So there's a whole series of questions there in the Gemara. The Gemara says, "V'arigezel de rachmano omar lo sigzol." What about gezel? Gezel, the Torah says, you're not allowed to steal. V'tanan hagozel eitzim v'asan kelim tzemer v'asan bigodim. Mishalim kishas hagzeilo. We learn that if one steals trees and he makes them into, in other words, he steals wood and he makes them into vessels, he steals wool and he makes them into clothing, he pays kishas hagzeilo. He pays like at the time of the gzeilo. Tiyufta de Rovo. So this is a kasha on Rova. Why? Because Rova is of the opinion that kol milsa de Omer Rachmana lo saved, anything the Torah says you're not allowed to do, e avid, if you did it, the din is lo mahani, it's not effective. If you did something Torah asserted, your maise isn't effective. So if a person's gozel eitzim v'asan kelim, he's gozel tzemer v'asan begodim, so he's kana b'shinoi, and he's mishalem kishas hagzela. He's mishalem like at the time he stole it. Now the object belongs to him, and he pays based on its value at the time that he stole it. And we don't say that since he was over on the Isser, he won't be Kona B'Shinui, and he returns the Kalim and the Begadim as they are. So you see that Iyavid Mahani, his Gzela is effective to make this object his own. And that's Akashan Rabba who says that the Maisa Gzela shouldn't be effective because Iyavid Lo Mahani. Omar l'chorova shiny hosam. No, there it's different. The Omar Kok, as it says, with regard to Hashavas Hagzela, Asher Gazal, Veshavas Hagzela, Asher Gazal. So it could have just said Veshavas Hagzela. Of course, Asher Gazal. So we darshan that he's not chayiv to return the Gzela itself, but rather Kemasha Gazal, only what he actually stole. But if he did a Shinui, then he doesn't return what he actually stole, he just returns the money. Keshovi hagzela, like the value of the gzela. Ad kan midivrei kotsho shel hagemora. So we see from the kushyas hagemora that if we say by gzela din lo mahani, there should be no kinyani gzela, and we have to understand that because the isur of lo sigzal is only on the maisa hagzela, taking it out of the other person's rishus, and the kinyani gzela arei totso. They are an outcome of the gzela. So why would we think lo mahani? The Gemara assumes lo mahani because for the kinyani gzela, it shouldn't be the kinyani gzela, shouldn't be effective. But that's not the isser. The isser is the maisa gzela, not the kinyani gzela. So it's muchrach from this that by iser gzela there are really two inyanim. Number one is the etzem maisa gzela, that he took it out of the rishus bailim, and number two, the mashikoni kinyanik gzela b'cheftza, you make kinyanik gzela in the object itself, and that's also an iser of lo sigzel. And therefore, in that the Gemara asks that in this din of lo sigzel, why don't we say lo mahani, and he shouldn't be kone kinyanik gzela? And the Gemara's answer is no, it's gzeras hakosu that he's kone, and there are really two dinim of lo sigzel. And with this we can understand the machlokes, the Gemara in the Daf Yud and Bava Metzia, that the din of ein shliach l'dvar aveiro is only if the shliach is a bar chiyuva. Only if the shliach himself is a bar chiyuva, we say ein shliach l'dvar aveiro. And he gets the Avera, there's no Shlichos, and the Avera goes to the Shliach. But if the Shliach is not a Bar Chiyuva, he himself is not obligated in this, then the Sholeach, the Mishalech, the sender is Chayim. We say, Yeh Shliach L'dvar Avera, if the Shliach is not a Bar Chiyuv. Ask the Gemara, Elamei Ato, Ha'oimer Li Isha Ve'evet, Su Gnovu Li Ochanami Demachayiv Sholchon. If a man says to a woman or an Evet, go out and steal from me, do we say that the sender is chayiv? Because these are people who can't pay. Since they can't pay, lechor, they're not bar b'nei chiyuva. And if they're not b'nei chiyuva, then the mishaleach should be chayiv. So is that really true? That if somebody says to an eved, or to an Isha, to go out and steal from me, the Mishalech is Chayiv? No. It's not true. The Mishalech is Pater, even though an Eved and Isha are not Bari Chiyuv to pay. Kimavur b'Mishnah in Bava Kama Pei Zayin, that an Eved Visha Shechavla Vachayri B'turim. So the Gemara's teretz is Shaini Hasim Debnei Chiyuvin Inu Ela Delasla L'Shlumei. No. The Gemara's teretz is that really they are B'nei Chiyuv. They just don't have what to pay with. And therefore, they're considered b'nei chiyuv, and the mishalech is chayiv. They just don't have what to pay with the eved and the isha, so they're pater on tashlumen. But in the iser itself, it's considered that they're b'nei chiyuva. So what's the svara of the Gemara and the Salka Daitach? Sha'af sheshaninu shem p'turim. Even though we learn that they're pater if it's not be'ain, but they're definitely over on the Yisr of Lo Sigzal. They were motzim erishus bailim. So what's the havamina b'chlal that an Eved and an Isha are not considered b'nei chiyuva by Gezel? A woman's not allowed to steal, an Eved's not allowed to steal. So it's muchach midivrei ha-Gemara that the Gemara learned that there are two isurim of gzela in every Gezel. Number one, because of otzah merishus bailim, and also because of the kinyani gzela. And an Eved and an Isha are not B'nei Chiyuv, so Shema Mina, they have no Gzela B'cheftza, and therefore they're Pater. So the Gemara asks, why is there no Shlichus on this Din Gzela? So Bishlema, and the Gzela of the Maisa Hotzah Merishus Bailim, there was no Havamina that they're not B'nei Chiyuva. And there's no Shliach L'Dvar Avera. It's Pashat, it's the Avera of the Shliach and not of the Mishaleach. But on the Kinyane Gzela that we have in every Gzela, There the shlichus should be effective, and we should say yesh shlichu dvar aver, and the mishalech should be chayiv in this din gzeila. Because even on the etzem maisa hagzeila, shlichus isn't effective, but on kinyane gzeila, there should be shlichus, and the maisa is mischalik. On the maisa gzeila, there's no shlichus, and on the kinyane gzeila, there is shlichus. And the Gemara's answer is that they really are B'nai Chiyuva. They're B'nai Chiyuva even on the Kinyan Egzela. They just don't have what to pay with. And therefore they have Kinyan Egzela, and the Avera doesn't go to the Mishaleach. So we've proven Al Kolpanim that there are two Isurim in Geneva. There's the Maisa Geneva, and then there's the Kinyan Isser of Geneva, that the ganav, when he makes a shinu, is kona the object. So that is the yesod. And with this, we can also explain a machlokas Rashi Tosfos in Bava Metzia, and then Gemara and Tmura, and then get back to our case of Malchus. So Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we will move forward. And in this year we saw a Yisod Nifla, and the B'li Neder, we hope to continue. B'siyata D'Shmaya, and we should always remember, Shesof Davar HaKol Nishma Et HaElokim Yira Ve'et Mitzvotav Shmor Ki Zeh Kol HaAdam. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved. Thank you for listening, and B'li Neder, we shall continue.